I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Opinion or news.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dix and Tim has the day off. ASL's top story on the 7 o'clock report. Black Friday has arrived and it is definitely unlike any Black Friday we've seen before. Joining us live is KS on his radio's John Wojcik. John?
Yeah, Amanda, many major retailers are offering curbside pickup and of course plenty of stores have been pushing shoppers online for days, in many cases weeks, as they extended their Black Friday deals throughout the month. For the stores that are still offering the in-person shopping experience, like at Old Navy, extra safety measures are needed as they encourage social distancing.
At the registers, we're taking the measures that only one person will pay.
Despite the unusual shopping circumstances, online and other non-store sales were forecasted to increase between 20% and 30%, and in the end, it could top $218 billion. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, there is Small Business Saturday, when shoppers are encouraged to spend their money at small local stores. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas tells us they need it this year more than ever.
Many small businesses have been hit hard by the pandemic, and they're counting on holiday shopping to keep going. USA Today reports one survey shows shoppers are sympathetic. 66% plan to spend more money with small businesses. But another survey from shopping center operators shows only 59% of weekend shoppers plan to go to their local stores, compared to 73% a year ago. Some small business owners are asking their customers to lobby Congress for more economic aid during this pandemic winter. Unemployment benefits for many are running out, and they just can't spend as much as they used to. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Trump spent part of his holiday Thursday on a call with members of every branch of the United States military, including the Space Force. Following the teleconference, the president fielded questions from reporters, with many focusing on the election.
And I just want to tell my people, don't be disappointed yet, because this race is far from over. But I'm going on Saturday night. I'll be in Georgia. We're going to have a tremendous crowd. They're looking for the right site.
Members of the President-elect Joe Biden transition team say they're in full contact with Operation Warp Speed on vaccine distribution plans.
President-elect Biden is expected to announce key positions in his administration next week, including members of his economic team. When asked about the timetable for Secretary of Defense, a Biden spokesperson says, quote, buckle up for December.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze reporting. Today, we may see an unusual number of COVID-19 cases in the state. The health department celebrated Thanksgiving yesterday, as did most government agencies, so the numbers were not tabulated. But some testing sites were also closed for the holiday and are opening back up today. Some of the results of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine are being called into question after it was learned they used two different dosing regimens in their phase 3 trials. It's possible the move could mean the British-Swedish company may have to do additional trials before going through the approval process. The search is on for the Grinch who stole holiday decorations from the memorial of a man killed during a police shootout.
A family member of Harold Robinson, who was shot and killed by police following an armed robbery call in 2019, is heartbroken this morning after Christmas decorations were stolen from in front of his likeness near 800 South 3rd West in Salt Lake City.
You know, it's heartbreaking. It's emotional that somebody did this on a holiday.
Sister-in-law Misty Robinson tells KSL their family decided a few weeks back to decorate the mural and return to the site to have Thanksgiving with her lost loved one, Harold. Misty isn't sure she wants to try to decorate that memorial again for fear that the thief or thieves would strike again. An online report looks like it was filed with Salt Lake City Police. A case number has been assigned. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
For the past 7 days, the hashtag GiveThanks has been trending on social media following a request from Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints President Russell M. Nelson last Friday. Emanalia Longnecker posted something she is thankful for in spite of losing everything in a house fire.
I'm like, oh, give thanks. We have, you know, silverware to eat with and beds to sleep on, all that people have given to us.
There have been more than 3.4 million hashtag GiveThanks posts on Instagram, and nearly 900,000 people have posted hashtag GiveThanks on Facebook. First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Eric Butler.
Well, right now we've still got a crash being tended to on the 215 South Belt. Or do we? No, it looks like they just cleared that up. Now, all the lanes had been open for a while there, so that's good news if you're heading west from the Cottonwood Heights area, Holiday area, over towards the Union Park exit. Now, we still have a crash, though, being tended to in Sandy at 114 South and State Street. Northbound lanes are all blocked off on State, and you can't go through the intersection eastbound through one from 114 South. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com. KSL News Time is 7:05. Some troubling signs for the U.S. economic recovery. More than 20 million Americans are collecting some form of government unemployment benefits. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more now from Washington.
Economic stimulus programs that have provided lifelines for millions of Americans are set to run dry at the end of the year. With no economic relief in sight and COVID cases surging again, recent retail sales and consumer spending data raising alarms the recovery is stalling. And yet the nation's economic disparities on full display as the stock market surges. While many stores close their doors for in-person shopping amid the pandemic, online retail sales are expected to increase between 20 to 30% this holiday season, topping $218 billion.
It's a big day for shopping, and a lot more of it is happening online than ever before. Amazon spokeswoman Kate Scarpa spoke to Good Morning America from an Amazon fulfillment center on Staten Island.
We haven't announced our shipping cutoff deadlines yet, but customers can shop this weekend over the next several weeks and know that their gifts and these incredible deals will arrive just in time for the holiday.
All right, that's the guarantee. I think folks want to know. You can guarantee their gifts are going to get there before Christmas.
Yes, customers can get their gifts. We have incredible options for customers to get gifts. They could deliver directly to their home in one day, in 2 days, and we also have pickup locations in 900 cities and towns across the U.S. So they can really pick the option that's most convenient for them and get these gifts just in time.
Yeah, that pickup location thing you guys are doing is a first this year, so that's a great option. What has Amazon had to do differently in order to prepare for this crunch, this unexpected, unprecedented crunch that's going to happen this year?
Yeah, so, you know, we always prepare well in advance for the holiday season. But this year, you know, employee safety and health remained number one. So since the start of the pandemic, we've implemented 150 significant process changes. We've had social distancing measures in place and much more. And we've also hired, we've created jobs and opened 200,000 jobs since September alone, so we can make sure that we are delivering for our customers and not compromising the health and safety of our employees.
Yeah, that'll get you across the finish line there. Okay, I want to talk to you quickly about these must-have items. I got to ask you about the PlayStation 5. Is it in stock? If it's not, when are you going to get it? And what are the other big ticket items this year?
Yeah, that is a hot item. We are working super hard to get that inventory back in stock and then directly out to our customers. So we'll let them know once it's available. But customers could also find home products. Kitchen gadgets have been top sellers this year. We have cuisine art sales. We have big sales on Samsung and Sony TVs. And a variety of ways to shop small on Amazon as well at amazon.com/supportsmall.
So how many times a day do you go to Amazon? I tried counting the other day and it freaked me out a little bit. I thought, let's put a lid on how many times a day we can go to Amazon. All right. Thank you for that report from Staten Island. Right now, it's coming up on 7:09. Let's get a look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And we check back in with you, Eric.
Well, it looks like we may have cleared that crash up in Sandy now. So that's along with the crash that they've recently cleared up over on the 215 South Belt. You put it all together, it looks pretty good if you're one of the unfortunates that have to go out to work this morning. But if you're going out shopping, it's a good day right now. The roads are looking pretty good. Northbound from Provo on I-15 to the Coin of the Mountain, 20 minutes drive time, another 20 minutes northbound to get to downtown. Southbound through Weaver and Davis counties, no troubles there. A little bit of congestion earlier on SR 36 in Tooele County, approaching I-80, but now that looks good too as you get onto the freeway if you're heading into the valley. Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air is ready to help and continues to take precautions to limit your exposure as Utah reopens. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Cold this morning, start off at 21 degrees at 7 a.m., 35 at noon, and sunshine 39 at 4, and back it out to 30 degrees, clear skies at 7 p.m. There's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, let's check our current temperature downtown. I know it was cold today, 23 degrees. Coming up in a couple of minutes, so we know fewer people traveled this Thanksgiving than in years past. Do we have a count? I think we do. Let's check that in a moment when we go in-depth on KSL News Radio. High school swimmers are planning to gather outside the Salt Lake County headquarters this afternoon. Around a dozen high school teams are banned right now from swimming at Salt Lake County pools, and they don't have pools to use at their own schools. A statement from the county mayor says COVID cases are too high right now. But others point out chlorine does kill coronavirus, and swimmers stay in their own lanes apart from others. The Utah State Aggies got their first win of the football season last night against the New Mexico Lobos. New starting quarterback Andrew Peasley had four total touchdowns in the 41-27 win. Utah State's next game is against the Air Force Falcons. That's on Thursday, December 3rd. The BYU basketball team also picked up their second win of the season after beating the New Orleans Privateers. That's 86-61 was the final score. BYU's next game is in state. It's an in-state contest against the UVU Wolverines. That's always a good game, Saturday night. Of course, you'll hear the game here on KSL News Radio with the tip-off at 7 o'clock. More positive coronavirus tests among professional athletes. The Baltimore Ravens NFL team has been hit again ahead of their game in Pittsburgh on Sunday.
Players that tested positive include one of the NFL's biggest stars, the reigning MVP and star quarterback Lamar Jackson, sources telling ESPN's Adam Schefter. And now the Ravens have had at least 12 players test positive for the virus.
That's ABC's Alex Prescia reporting. The pandemic has been rough for school kids who normally would be putting on plays this time of year. But one school decided the show must go on, even if it looks a lot different. Students at a school in Westwood, Massachusetts decided they would record their lines from A Romeo and Juliet at home. The audio is now being mixed together and paired with illustrations that will eventually be turned into an illustrated movie. The finished product will be ready to share next month. Trending this hour now on the 7 o'clock report. Google Trends says a lot of people are searching for best Black Friday deals this morning. I imagine so. Many people don't want to leave their homes to start shopping. A lot of people are talking about Star Wars today. There is another episode of The Mandalorian on Disney Plus, and it connects even more to the expanded universe of Rebels and Clone Wars. A lot of people were up early to watch it and are posting about it online right now. I guess I won't look. No spoilers, please. Amazon Smile is also trending on Twitter. It's an effort to give to charity online. You can help others while you shop for yourself. KSL News Time now is 7:12. Coming up on KSL News Radio, of course, we'll be following all things Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving travel, Black Friday shopping, and today Dave and Dujanovic, of course, have the day off. We have the movie show coming up later on today with Doug Wright and Steve Sales. Look forward to that. That's a good way to start off your weekend here on KSL News Radio. If you have not downloaded the KSL News Radio app as of yet, it's a good day to do that. It is one of the apps that I truly use a lot. Because I like to listen to the radio at home sometimes or somewhere where I'm not in the car and it's not easy to do so, I just turn it on my phone and I can listen to live programming. And also, it is a place to find wonderful podcasts, not just of programs that I missed, but original programming. The podcasts from KSL News Radio are fantastic. And you'll find that on the KSL News Radio app, which is powered by Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 7:13. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Want to go on vacation outside the United States? You might need a coronavirus vaccine before you hop on that plane. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second Black Friday sales are underway. Most stores are offering their deals online, but we have still found some people who are out early trying to grab a good deal in person. Third, let's get an early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
And those people aren't finding the roads to be very difficult, so you've got dry roads throughout the valley. That's good. And no delays on I-15 or the 215 belt routes on all sides. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today on 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
23 downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today's bringing a very different Black Friday experience for shoppers and retailers.
The Black Friday doorbuster is hardly compatible with a national pandemic, so many retailers launched holiday shopping deals in mid-October. Best Buy Chief Corey Barry wanted to keep foot traffic moderate.
We started these events early and spread them over the course of several weeks to help avoid overly crowded days in our stores in order to create a safer shopping experience.
Best Buy is staying open a couple of extra hours until 8 p.m. and is stationing someone at the entrance to every store to manage social distancing in lines. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Hospitals are warning they're stretched to the limit. According to the COVID tracking project, just over 90,000 people are currently hospitalized, and the pandemic was part of the Thanksgiving message from President-elect Joe Biden.
The president-elect spending his Thanksgiving with family, speaking with frontline workers, and in a video acknowledging the hardship during the pandemic.
History has shown, and all of you have shown, that there's nothing we can't do if we do it together.
President-elect Joe Biden is plowing forward with the transition. He's expected to receive his first presidential brief on Monday and then announce members of his economic team next week.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. President Trump spent Thanksgiving at the White House. He spoke to military members and told reporters he'll leave the White House if the Electoral College elects Joe Biden next month as planned, but says,
It's going to be a very hard thing to concede. Because we know there was massive fraud.
But there's been no evidence found of any massive fraud in the election. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. More than 6 million people flew for the Thanksgiving holiday, and even more hit the road. ABC's Gio Benitez reports from LaGuardia Airport.
Yeah, many were surprised by the number of travelers we saw this week, even with that CDC warning. But now this weekend, we're going to see more travelers. Those passengers that traveled this week, well, they're going to have to return home.
For weeks, public health officials warned not to travel, but more than 6 million people still flew, tens of millions more on the roads. And while Wednesday saw the most people screened at TSA checkpoints since the start of the pandemic, more than a million, air travel is still down dramatically, about 60% compared to last year. Airlines burning through $180 million a day.
Certainly those who have decided to travel are going, instead of on, you know, maybe a beach vacation, they're going home to their hometowns.
Train travel, a mere fraction of 2019. Amtrak says business is only at 25% of what it was before the pandemic, and travel trends are certainly different. Sunday, expect another busy travel day as people return home. More than a million expected at airports alone. But the record-breaking traveler numbers in this pandemic also bring fears that the virus will spread even more. Dr. Anthony Fauci had warned here on GMA that transmission related to Thanksgiving travel and gatherings could be felt by the time we get ready for Christmas.
What we don't want to see is yet another surge superposed upon the surge that you just described, which we'll realize three and a half weeks from now if we don't do these public health things.
And even more people are already making plans to travel next year. In fact, we're told right after that vaccine news hit, there was a huge surge in future airline bookings.
Thanks to Gio Benitez for that report. I just saw a tweet from our own Mary Richards. She tweeted, "Good morning to everyone wondering if they should have leftovers for breakfast right now." The answer is yes. Yes, absolutely yes. If I could, Mary, at this very moment, I would pause and have turkey and mashed potatoes. My husband made mashed potatoes yesterday that were so good. Not that I should focus on that starchy part of the meal, but I can't help myself. They were so good. He made a cornbread and sausage stuffing yesterday that I would also have. I would put a little bit of cranberry on that plate. Would I add anything else? I might add a little bit of ham. It's not necessary. I'd smother all of that with gravy, put that in the microphone, and I'd let you all just, you know, scroll on your phones for a while while I ate that, because there is not morning people, radio people in general, are known for eating absolutely anything at any time of day. But Thanksgiving leftovers for breakfast, Mary Richards, is a brilliant idea. and one that I would encourage all of our listeners to take part in if they could. Yesterday, at the end of our meal, I'll just share this and then we'll have a traffic report. I miss my father, who I lost a few years ago. I miss him all the time, but I especially miss him on holidays when we eat turkey, because it was his role to clean the bird. So whenever we were done, he would have the role of sitting there and making sure that every last bit of turkey came off that bird. He took this job very seriously, and he would spend the better part of an hour getting every single, I mean, the wings were not ignored. The back was not ignored. Now, as much went in his mouth as went in the leftover bag. Sometimes I'd come out and there'd be grease all over his mouth. And I'd think, Dad, are you eating that turkey? Or are you saving that for the leftovers? But so I do that job now. And I sat down last night missing my father, thinking of him, praying for him, and doing the very best I could to pull all of the turkey, get it out of the nooks and crannies, and save the turkey, and relishing the memory of him and taking on that handed down role. So enjoy your leftovers this morning. 7:19, let's get another look at your early morning commute, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And what's it looking like out there, Eric?
Well, it looks pretty good if you have to go to work this morning, or if you're doing a little bit of shopping. Got no problems right now, no major problems, that's for sure. The crashes that we had earlier have been cleared up. Got a little bit of southbound congestion over on I-80 as you exit US 40. Say you're going down towards the Park City turnoff, or if you're going down to Heber City, right at that exit, the US 40 exit, you've got a little bit of slowdowns there, but nothing major, and I anticipate that'll be cleared up in no time. I-15 northbound, southbound from Provo all the way up to Ogden, that's all looking good. See the Forgotten Carols on the big screen in movie theaters now. Continue your family tradition at a fraction of the cost. Enjoy Michael McLean's Forgotten Carols movie. Tickets at ForgottenCarols.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And shall we look ahead to the 7-day forecast? I think it's going to warm up a little bit. Let's get details from you now, Grant.
Sunny up to 39 today, sunshine 43 tomorrow, and then more sunshine on Sunday with a high of 44. More clouds on Monday, Tuesday, the high Monday 48 and Tuesday 42, and then sunshine 42 on Wednesday, about the same Thursday 43. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let's find out now what the current temperature is in downtown Salt Lake City. It is 23 degrees. And you've been listening to the 7 o'clock report, brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time is 7:21. Of course, today, Dave and Dujanovic are off. It is the movie show coming to you at 9 o'clock. I always look forward to the movie show, especially on Thanksgiving weekend. Isn't it strange? Because normally Thanksgiving weekend is when several blockbuster movies would be coming out. But that's not the case this year. That doesn't mean that we won't enjoy the movie show so much as we do. It's just the way that we go into the weekend. That's coming up later on this morning at 9 o'clock. KSL News Time now, 7:22.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have two absolute priorities. First, to keep ourselves safe, along with our friends, neighbors, and loved ones. Second, to support an environment where the economy can remain viable. To promote these priorities while cherishing our right to self-determination, the Salt Lake Chamber and Utah Department of Health have partnered with organizations throughout Utah to launch Stay Safe to Stay Open. It's a simple but powerful campaign that allows businesses to let their customers know that they have pledged to follow seven important guidelines to protect employees and the public. These businesses have pledged to conduct temperature checks before work and stay home when sick, wash hands frequently and avoid touching the face and eyes, practice social distancing, including wearing face coverings in close common areas, learn about high-risk groups and help protect them, cover the mouth when coughing or sneezing, clean high-touch surfaces frequently, and follow public health guidance as updated. To learn more about the pledge in which businesses are participating, please go to stayopenutah.com. You will find a searchable database of restaurants, stores, and other businesses you can trust to have a safe environment. Those businesses can also be clearly identified by colorful Stay Safe to Stay Open signage. Working together, we can get through the coronavirus, and it all begins at stayopenutah.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Hey, Google, ask Gospel Voice to play Luke chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar
Augustus. Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir using Gospel Voice.
Okay.
Fill your home with music, scripture, and inspiring messages to help you feel closer to Jesus Christ this season with Gospel Voice, a new skill for your Alexa or Google-enabled device. Try it today. Learn more at gospelvoice.churchofjesuschrist.org.
Mr. Mack's holiday sale is going on now. Save on designer wool suits, cashmere overcoats, shirts, and all the accessories. Don't miss Mr. Mack's holiday sale going on now at all 9 Mr. Mack locations.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. I know we're going through a lot right now. Many states are quarantining people to their homes so that they have to work remotely. One of the things that's really important is to have a computer that's functioning correctly. One with a good webcam, one that's fast so you can be productive, one that has a good quality screen because you're going to be on this all day remotely. Computer supply has been strained because manufacturing has almost stopped. At PC Laptops, we've secured a limited quantity of laptop and desktop computers that are backed with a lifetime service guarantee. They're available for you right now in limited quantity. The great thing about PC Laptops is this. Once you buy your new computer, if you have any problems or questions, we're here to take care of you. Also, to make it really easy right now, we've arranged with some banks to offer 12-month special financing. Get into PC Laptops right now, because at PC Laptops, we're here for you and we're in this together. PCLaptops.com.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, Love for You Bank. Most stores stayed closed yesterday, more than in recent years. Old Navy had the earliest opening time at midnight. Walmart, Best Buy, Kohl's, Macy's, and Dick's Sporting Goods opened at 5 a.m. More stores opened at 6 a.m. and Target and GameStop just opened at 7 a.m. Toy companies are marketing to stuck-at-home grown-ups this year. There is, get this, latte-smelling Play-Doh. Okay, will you hate me if I tell you that sounds sort of awesome? There's something wrong with me. And Lego sets that turn into artwork. Also, a lot of gift options for the new pets that people are adopting. The Trump administration has granted TikTok one more week to find a U.S. buyer. The app is currently owned by a Chinese company, but is now trying to finalize a takeover deal by Oracle and Walmart. The deadline is now set for December 4th. Let's take a look at your money at this moment and see what the markets are doing. The Dow futures just ahead of the opening bell, up 82. That's 0.25%. The S&P futures up 13.5. That's 0.4%. NASDAQ futures up 84. That is 0.7%. I just saw something about the shopping yesterday I wanted to share with you. Where is that? I was going to tell you about how much shopping is up on Black Friday. Check this out. On Thanksgiving. Yesterday recorded $6 billion worth of e-commerce orders on Thanksgiving. About half of that was on our smartphones. And listen to what was one of the most popular toys ordered yesterday. Isn't this curious? Nobody would have guessed this, but it was prompted by that hit show on Netflix. Everybody was buying chess sets because of the Queen's Gambit. Can you imagine you're a company that makes chess boards? You think you're going to have an average year, and then the Queen's Gambit comes out, and you're selling out of every imaginable chess set. Fascinating. You just never know. Anyway, we'll take another look at traffic and weather together coming up next on KSL News Radio.
Next 2 weeks, all of the information you need about the coming vaccines.
Two vaccines are on track to receive FDA approval within weeks.
The speed did not compromise at all safety.
Utah is set to receive about 1% of the first wave of doses.
KSL presents Hope on the Horizon, brought to you by Cigna. When to get your vaccine, how to feel safe, the questions important to you, the vaccines. Hope on the Horizon on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, Doug Ryden. You don't need me to remind you that 2020 has been one crazy year. If we've learned anything about staying home more, it's how important a great bed and a good night's sleep are. It's worth $1 million. You should visit your IntelliBed store during their 30 days of Black Friday sale. You purchase a king or queen IntelliBed from the Signature or Legacy collections, you get a free adjustable base valued up to $1,800. Two things are necessary for a great night's sleep: a firm bed for the optimal back support and a soft bed for maximum pressure relief. Can you get both? Yeah, in the IntelliBed with the revolutionary gel matrix technology. That's the reason why D and I have two IntelliBeds in our home, one for ourselves, one for our guests. Don't miss IntelliBed's 30 days of Black Friday sale. Visit your IntelliBed store for the free adjustable base valued up to $1,800 with the purchase of a king or queen IntelliBed. They're located in Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, and in Riverdale next to Olive Garden.
7:29, let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back over to you, Eric.
Well, not a lot to complain about this morning. If you have to go out on the roads this morning, you don't have any crashes. Not affecting the traffic at the moment. Northbound from Point of the Mountain to downtown Salt Lake City, 20 minutes of drive time there. No problems. Southbound from Ogden to Bountiful and in Utah County, northbound, southbound I-15, all in good shape. See The Forgotten Carols on the big screen in movie theaters now. Continue your family tradition at a fraction of the cost. Enjoy Michael McLean's Forgotten Carols movie. Tickets at ForgottenCarols.com. I'm Eric Butler in KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's check those temperatures for today and get the forecast from you, Grant.
That's definitely pretty cold out there this morning along the Wasatch Front. We get sunny skies, though. We're up to 39 and sunny 43 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Vaccines, hope on the horizon. All your questions about getting the vaccines and their safety. Listen the next 2 weeks to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion. You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. Tim has the morning off. It's the 7:30 and right now downtown 23 degrees.
All clear on the freeways and city streets. I'm Eric Butler.
KSL's top story this hour. Representative Chris Stewart is leading an effort among Utah's congressional delegation to raise money for two Republican candidates in Georgia. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the Stewart campaign intends to hold a virtual fundraiser next month with other GOP members of the state's delegation for the Georgia Battleground Fund, a joint fundraising committee between the incumbent Georgia Republican senators and the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
The Democrats are desperate to win these two seats. If they do, then they have absolute power. They will change our nation forever. We cannot let them do that.
Both Senate races in Georgia are headed for a January 5th runoff election with control of the U.S. Senate at stake. The GOP currently holds 50 seats to the Democrats' 48, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris holding the deciding vote in the event of a tie. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The South Summit School District hasn't had to close its schools this fall because of COVID-19, but it's expecting more cases after Thanksgiving and Christmas. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas says they're planning a couple of weeks of remote learning just to be safe.
South Summit plans a week of remote learning for its 2,000 students after Thanksgiving, November 30th to December 4th. After Christmas, remote learning starts January 4th. Students will be back in the classroom January 11th. District leaders say they're taking proactive steps because of the increased risk of exposure during the holidays. The Summit County Health Department has endorsed the plan, saying it gives anyone who's been exposed a chance to get tested if they develop symptoms of COVID-19. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Health experts around the country are also saying having a self-quarantine period after a big Thanksgiving get-together is a good idea.
If they're able to get a test that's negative, if you stay at home for about 7 days, you should be in the clear.
ABC News medical contributor Dr. Imran Ali says people can protect themselves or protect others from potential infection by staying home for a time. Hospitals around the country are bracing for a surge of infections that will likely hit a few weeks down the road. you might have to take the coronavirus vaccine to get on an airplane.
Australian airline Qantas says they'll likely be requiring it soon for international travelers. It's something Korean Air and Air New Zealand are thinking about, too. ABC News correspondent Andy Field says while airlines in the U.S. may not require it,
Delta Airlines plans a first-of-its-kind transatlantic COVID testing so passengers can fly from Atlanta to Italy without having to quarantine when they arrive.
The goal is to keep these countries safe from another outbreak of coronavirus, which is why some airlines are also talking about launching a vaccination passport to electronically verify you got your shot. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Have you gotten an unsolicited offer to participate in a COVID-19 vaccine clinical trial and get paid for it? KSL-TV's Deanie Wimmer reports it's a scam.
The Better Business Bureau says scammers are offering up ways to get a vaccine by telling people they can take part in clinical trials. And they say we'll likely see more of these fake offers as coronavirus cases continue to skyrocket.
The BBB says companies working on legitimate COVID-19 vaccines are not reaching out to people. So if you didn't ask for information, just delete it. For the first time ever, the Salvation Army is taking its Red Kettle campaign online for donations. National Commander Commissioner Kenneth Hodder says the pandemic is hurting collections this year.
With the decline in the number of available retail locations, the national coin shortage, the fact that there is less retail foot traffic, the Salvation Army's traditional fundraising mechanisms are at risk.
People who want to take part in the Salvation Army campaign can go to rescuechristmas.org. KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. We've got clear skies out there this morning for Black Friday.
Definitely get some colder temperatures out there this morning. Everybody needs to bundle up. Temperatures for this weekend, though, aren't looking too bad, with high temperatures topping out in the low 40s for both Saturday and for Sunday.
Grant says some places along the Wasatch Front this morning are coming in with temperatures in the lower 20s. Highs later on are only going to climb into the upper 30s. It was a busy holiday for Utah ski resorts that are up and running. UDOT tweeted out a picture of a full parking lot from Brighton at 10 a.m. Be sure to check with the resort in advance if you decide to head up today. Park City Mountain Resort requires a reservation, while some others do not. Coming up on KSL, did you take part in the Give Thanks campaign? Millions of people did. We'll take a look at how it impacted social media for a week and Triple Team traffic.
No slowdown spots on this Black Friday commute if you have to go to work. Otherwise, just roaming around town, you've got good movement everywhere. Eric Butler in KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 735.
Save big at Siegel Books Thanksgiving Sale on great gifts for your whole family. This week only, save 60% on the 3-inch marble Christus, now just $3.99. Limit 10 per customer. Assorted men's ties are only $4.99. Select new fiction titles, only $9.99. Plus, all week, save an extra 20% off clearance Sweet Salt Modest Clothing. Now at Siegel Book, where you never pay full price for anything.
Fall is here, and there is no better time to take advantage of a low-rate auto loan from Deseret First Credit Union. Let the auto loan experts at DFCU get you into your next ride. For years, DFCU has been a leader in auto loans right here in Utah, and now you can lock in for as low as 2.89% and no payments for 90 days. Save even more this fall with Deseret First. Visit us at DFCU.com or call 801-456-7590. DFCU. You know why. We show how. Terms and conditions apply. Membership and eligibility required. OAC.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
When you have a medical emergency, you can be confident choosing the ER at Mountain West Medical Center. You'll find an accredited chest pain center for heart attack symptoms, a level 4 trauma center, and specialists in general surgery and orthopedics, plus our 30-minute pledge. Emergencies can't wait. Mountain West Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you. Call 911 for medical emergencies. Specialists are employed and independent members of the medical staff.
Watching Utah's money just after the opening bell on Wall Street, your money at this moment. The Dow is up 79 points. That's 0.25%. We're at 29,951. NASDAQ is up 87. That's 0.75%. This S&P is up 10 points, and that's about 0.3%. More coming up at 7:55 on Utah's Morning News. The invitation by the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to flood social media with messages of thanks has come to an end. But the impact of the hashtag GiveThanks has been felt around the world. KSL-TV's Garner Mejia has more.
Working together, we can flood social media with a wave of gratitude that reaches the four corners of the earth.
For 7 days, posts about gratitude have been buzzing on social media. This following the invitation by President Russell M. Nelson of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I think filling the social media, everything up with Give Thanks was a breath of fresh air.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm extremely grateful for technology.
I'm grateful for my family.
Posts covered a wide range of topics from the universally cherished.
I'm grateful for nature.
To those with a personal meaning.
This month is also Native American Heritage Month.
And as the week wore on, there was new perspective on what we take for granted.
Watching my husband and boys jump on the trampoline, giggling and laughing. I'm really grateful for the little things in life, like a brand new pair of socks, because I love socks.
Some even grateful for the tough times, like Emilani Longnecker, who lost everything in a house fire.
I'm like, oh, give thanks. We have, you know, silverware to eat with and beds to sleep on, all that people have given to us.
And while the gratitude posts aren't a cure-all,
people who can see some good, even in the face of negative things, are luckier and tend to bounce back.
Psychiatrist Dr. Richard Pohl says having a positive outlook can also help others.
If you reach out in whatever way available to you and help another person, it's going to help you feel better.
Maybe that's what Thanksgiving is all about.
It's like a light switch changed. And what I noticed is everyone's more understanding now.
Now, many of the people that we spoke with also shared that they are seeing that those Give Thanks posts are also catching on with their friends of other backgrounds and denominations. And it's just kind of fun to see it going around. But for now, I'm Garna Mejia, KSL 5 News.
And I hope that campaign keeps going, even though it's officially over. Let's keep it going. 7:39, let's get a look now at traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 9th, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Back to you, Eric.
Well, we had a couple of crashes earlier, but everything's all clear at the moment. Those crashes have been cleared up, and right now, no problems if you're working your way northbound from Provo to Lehigh in Utah County. That looks good. A little bit of congestion, Redwood Road at 2100 North on the northbound side, and Salt Lake County. Can't complain about the freeways. I-15, 215, Belle Route's all looking good. And southbound from Ogden on 15 through Kaysville and Farmington all the way to Bountiful and to downtown. That's all in good shape. From the Durden's family to yours, thank you for shopping local. Durden's Appliance and Mattress on 5th South in Bountiful. Brand you know at prices you'll love. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back now with the air quality report brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Following the storm system, we should be looking at some pretty decent air for the most part today. And look for the conditions to likely get worse, though, as far as pollution goes in the next couple of days as our temperatures start to slowly warm up over the weekend. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it's 23 degrees. Now the question to ask is not what's big in the theaters this weekend, but what shall we binge this weekend? We'll have more on that with an in-depth report just ahead on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's all-day companion for news.
If you've recently retired or been offered early retirement, there are a lot of important decisions that need to be made. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Important questions like, how do I know if I have enough money to retire? If I die, will my money be subject to probate? When is the best time to draw Social Security? How will I be impacted by losing my health coverage? Also, we're in a contentious political year. How will this affect you? Important questions, and Trajan Wealth can help. Trajan Wealth is a local, trusted financial fiduciary that always has your best interest in mind and will help you in and through your upcoming retirement. Don't trust advisors sitting in a call center and in another state to help you navigate such an important time in your life. Local, trusted, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, and always here for you. Call today, 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600 or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Are you the kind of man who does everything he can to get the job done? So why are you leaving options on the table when it comes to treating your ED? While pills work for many men, you may want a treatment option that goes beyond what pills do on their own. That's why you should know about Wave Therapy from Universal Men's Clinic. It's a breakthrough, non-invasive treatment that painlessly addresses one of the causes of ED by improving and increasing circulation for long-lasting results. Wave Therapy is clinically proven and administered by Universal Men's Clinic, a health and wellness center that has successfully treated tens of thousands of patients. You and your partner deserve greater intimacy in the bedroom. Understand all the options available to you and call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777 for a personalized and confidential consultation that will help get you performing your best. That's 801-263-7777. To learn more about Wave Therapy, visit universalmensclinic.com/wave.
The pounding timpani, the clank of the dumbbells, the wail of the brass, the screaming of muscles, the raging tempo, the racing heartbeat, the crescendo of strings, the roar after a new personal record. No matter where you are, the symphony belongs there, which is why the Utah Symphony now has on-demand streaming. Visit utahsymphony.org for our full calendar of events. Coming up in December, a virtual Messiah sing-in is streaming through USUO on demand. A global pandemic can't stop our yearly holiday tradition. Sing from the comfort of your home as you join the Utah Symphony and Utah Opera resident artists and chorus to celebrate the Christmas season. Or join us as jazz star and crooner Tony DeSere brings us A Merry Little Christmas. Get your tickets now before they sell out. Visit utahsymphony.org to see our full calendar of streaming events.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Enjoy a reimagined season for the Utah Symphony and Utah Opera with USUO on demand. What a great way to think outside the box. All right. Thank you to all those of you who have texted me this morning. I really do appreciate it. In fact, I just had a conversation with someone about who was enjoying reading all the positive messages that we've been sharing with the Give Thanks hashtag. And they were asking me about how many there were, and there were millions. I was looking that up for her. There were 3.4 million on Instagram, 900,000 on Facebook. But you can ask me a question or just share a thought anytime it's safe for you to do so on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. That's 57500. KSL News Time 7:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Representative Chris Stewart is leading an effort among Utah's congressional delegation to raise money for two Senate Republicans taking part in runoff elections in Georgia. Second, the South Summit School District is adding a week of remote learning following the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays just to be sure anyone exposed to COVID-19 doesn't bring the virus back to school. Third, a look at traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
And you've got a clear path to the store or work if you have to go to work this morning. Everything's looking good on the freeway across the Wasatch Front. The 215 Bell Route's also looking great on all sides. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today on 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's a cold 23 right now. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
Two runoff elections in Georgia set for January will determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. President Trump Thursday said he'll travel to Georgia next weekend to campaign for Republican senators. As for his own future, he told reporters he'll leave the White House if the Electoral College seats Joe Biden, but...
It's going to be a very hard thing to concede. Because we know there was massive fraud.
But there is no evidence of widespread fraud. The president took questions from reporters Thursday after he spoke with military members. President-elect Biden set to receive his first presidential briefing Monday. His transition team says it's in full contact with Operation Warp Speed on plans to distribute a coronavirus vaccine. Health experts concerned this weekend could lead to a surge in COVID-19 cases. More than 90,000 people are hospitalized in the U.S., according to the COVID Tracking Project. And because of the pandemic, Black Friday different this year as stores try to space out lines. Many instituted earlier sales to limit crowds today. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The couch is now the place to be instead of the movie theater. There are more streaming options than ever before as the big screen comes to the small screen. ABC's Will Reeve looks at the shift in the industry and what to binge this weekend.
From the Lego Star Wars Holiday Special on Disney+, to Black Beauty,
That's what I'll call you. Black Beauty.
This holiday season, the global pandemic causing feature films and big-budget productions to reroute content from the silver screen directly to your living room.
There's not enough movie theaters open to make it financially viable. So instead, what this is forcing them to do is to really kind of rip the Band-Aid off and finally start putting movies onto streaming platforms.
Thanksgiving is normally one of the biggest box office weekends of the year. Last year, accounting for $263 million in ticket sales domestically. But this year, streaming services have stockpiled content to keep you entertained safely as many theaters across the country remain shuttered. This week, Disney Plus releasing Taylor Swift's concert film Folklore. On Netflix, a family comedy, The Christmas Chronicles 2, starring real-life couple Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn as Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Welcome to the North Pole!
Santa!
And Hulu's holiday homecoming rom-com Happiest Season, starring a who's who of Hollywood heavy hitters.
This is why I avoid Christmas. It brings out the worst in everything.
But it's not just holiday content people will be tuning in for.
I've never seen anyone put their IQ on a CV before.
This week, HBO Max announcing it will release all five remaining episodes of its new finance drama Industry this weekend, hoping to draw new viewers to its platform over the holiday weekend.
If a streaming service wants to keep people subscribing month after month, they have to follow up with more content. They have to have the next big movie released there. And they have to have a library that will keep people satisfied in between those big releases.
Christmas is now fast approaching, and that's another huge movie weekend. The big blockbuster this year expected to be Wonder Woman 1984. Recently, Warner Brothers, its studio, announcing the movie would be released in theaters and on streaming simultaneously. Just another sign of the times.
I love Fridays now. I've always loved Fridays, but Friday is now Mandalorian Day in our house. Finally, a show that brings the entire family together to watch something at the same time. I can't remember the last time that happened. That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45. 7:49, another look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Back to you, Eric.
Looking great right now if you're heading out the door. I-15 in Utah County, so northbound and southbound is looking at normal pace. And if you're heading from Point of the Mountain to downtown Salt Lake City on I-15, your normal 20-minute drive time there. Southbound through Weber and Davis counties on the freeway, no problems, as well as US 89 Legacy Parkway and the 215 West Belt running by the airport. No trouble in any of those roadways. After 50 years of business, Northern Utah's Bright Spot Century Lighting is closing their doors. Through November 30th, save 60% on in-stock items. Century Lighting in Ogden, Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Sunny up to 39 today, sunshine 43 tomorrow, and then more sunshine on Sunday with a high of 44. More clouds on Monday, Tuesday, the high Monday 48 and Tuesday 42, and then sunshine 42 on Wednesday, about the same Thursday, 43. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It is cold this morning, 23 degrees right now downtown. Coming up in a moment, we'll take another look at the markets. A shortened trading day today, but we are in the green so far. Plus, we have Cougar Tracks just ahead. We're talking basketball, I think. We'll do that coming up in a moment right here on Utah's Morning News. It's a great time to have your carpets cleaned by Zero Res. Get them all ready for the holidays. And it's also a terrific time because during the month of November, for these last few days as well, when you have three rooms cleaned and you make a donation of any non-perishable food item to Zero Res, they'll do that fourth room for free. That's a $44 value. Zero Res is one of those wonderful companies that is really cares about the community, wants to be involved and help the local food bank. And we do too. So, you know, you wonder, how can I do that? Well, I call Zero Res. I want to get my carpets cleaned anyway. I schedule the carpet cleaning with them. I have, you know, a jar of peanut butter or a can of SpaghettiOs or whatever that is ready when they come. And then that fourth room is free. And heaven knows I got a fourth room that I need to have cleaned. They do the most fantastic job at Zero Res. When they come, they always wear the booties and use the corner guards, and they always make me feel comfortable around me and my kids. They're wonderful, and they do, with that powered water, nobody cleans like Zero Res. They do such a fantastic job. So make sure that you call them today and get on the schedule. Have that can ready, and it's all the rooms. The three rooms are $33 per room, and the fourth room is free with that non-perishable food donation. Just search online for Zero Res Carpet Cleaning. It is time now for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com.
So, a real live Christmas tree or an artificial Christmas tree? It's an argument that's unwinnable. I've done both, and there's no question which one's easier. Take the PVC pipe, attach the bendable steel branches, instant Christmas. 4 out of every 5 trees on display are fake, but that fifth person insists on authenticity. The tradition of dragging it home, the challenge of keeping it alive, the smell of Fraser fir. Inevitably, this furfluffle over the best type of tree stumbles to the question of what's best for the environment. And on this point, there's open warfare between the National Christmas Tree Association and the American Christmas Tree Association. Why do they need two? One represents farmers, the other represents factories and the fake trees. Now, the farmers group insists this is a no-brainer. They tell the New York Times, simple. A live tree is recycled, it gets turned into mulch. End of story. If you ask the National Christmas Tree Association about fake trees, they seem to think they're junk. They might say,
the three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
The artificial tree makers say, hold on, a fake tree is typically used 5 years or more. If you bought 5 real trees, they'd end up using water while they grow. They're shipped on smoke-belching trucks from faraway forests, dropped into a landfill. The American Christmas Tree Association suggests real trees are an environmental horror. That's cold, they might say.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39-and-a-half-foot pole.
Trying to keep the peace for Christmas, the head of the manufacturers group speaks the truth. She says there's no such thing as a bad Christmas tree.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
There's a Black Friday sale going on now at Osmond Furniture and Design. Everything on sale up to 50% off. And listen to Heather Osmond on the KSL Home Show Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Disney has increased its layoffs to 32,000 people. California authorities will still not let Disneyland reopen. Disney's Parks, Products, and Experiences segment lost $1.1 billion last quarter alone. A Venezuela judge has sentenced 6 American oil executives to prison. The so-called Sitco Six have already been held for 3 years in that country. The judge says they're guilty of corruption. Rome's main airport is ready to try so-called COVID-tested flights from 3 U.S. airports. They hope that passengers coming from New York, Newark, or Atlanta who test negative before departure or upon arrival won't need to quarantine to Italy. Let's get a look now at your money at this moment and see what the markets are doing. If I can pull up the markets page. The Dow right now up 45 points. That's about 0.1%. We're at 29,918. NASDAQ's up 86. And the S&P right now is up 8 points. It is time for Cougar Tricks, Cougar Tracks, and here is Mitch Harper, sponsored by Economics Partners.
This weekend ended up being a bye for the BYU football team. It's not what they wanted. They were looking to get a game. The question now, if the opportunity is there to play a marquee opponent, will BYU want that challenge? Kalani Sitake doesn't want to duck anyone in college football.
We were excited to see this team against the original schedule. That's why all these guys came here. That's why Zach came here, to play against that schedule and to play against the teams that we had on our have on our schedule. And if you look at the schedules in the past, original schedule and the schedules in the future, they're tough. They're not easy, right? And so there's this high level of like excitement to play them, but we've never shied away from that.
BYU is off this weekend and is scheduled to have a bye weekend on December 5th before returning to action for their final regular season game against San Diego State on December 12th. For more on the Cougars, download the KSL Sports app today. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Cougar Tracks brought to you by Economics Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. Need a business valuation? Contact econpartners.com.
When it comes to business valuation, no one is better than Economics Partners. One of the country's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firms is actually right here in Utah. Trusted by many top growth, small and mid-sized private companies from Boston to Austin, from Silicon Slopes to Silicon Valley. Business valuations to strategic consulting to mergers and acquisitions. Economics Partners has helped everyone from billion-dollar companies to barbershops. Whether you need help valuing your business for tax, estate planning, financial reporting, or strategic reasons, Economic Partners are the best at what they do. Run by BYU MBAs who are diehard Cougar fans, just like any great team, Economics Partners understands the importance of great communication and the pursuit of excellence. For your business valuation, acquisition, or sale, your decision should be Economics Partners. Go to econpartners.com to learn more. Econpartners.com. And go Cougs!
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, you block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars, cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
Hey, it's on News Time 7:59. We get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back over to you, Eric.
Looks pretty good everywhere this morning. If you're heading north on I-15 from Provo to downtown, south from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake City, no trouble any place along the way. Right now, not having any crashes reported on the city streets either. And if you're heading out to Park City this morning, maybe you can do a little bit of skiing. You've got no trouble through Parley's Canyon. We don't even have the usual slow-moving trucks heading up to Parley Summit. Not at the moment, but stay tuned. Experience Altitude here on KSL each Friday with Alta Banking. Weekly business talk and expert financial guidance to help your business grow. From Alta Bank, I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL weather, let's check that right now. Sunny today with the highs about 39 degrees. Overnight, clear skies down to 24. Warming up this weekend, 43 on Saturday and sunny. The same on Sunday and 44. Then even warmer on Monday. We're up to 48 degrees on Monday, just a few clouds. Next week, it stays pretty consistent, 42, 42, and 43. So pretty mild along the Wasatch Front. Right now, it's 23 downtown.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.